Darren and Brooke Aldridge, who I just am absolutely crazy about them and their new album, Snapshots. It just will absolutely bowl you over. They're going to call in. It'll be live. We'll have some fun, talk about this great new album, which I was very excited about last week and immediately contacted them and said, we need to talk about this, and here they are available today. So you're going to enjoy that, I'm sure. All right. And I think if I've done everything correctly, somewhere out there ought to be Darren and Brooke Aldridge. Are you guys out there in the radio land?
Yeah. I think so.
All right. I'll ask you just to speak up a little bit. I know you're sharing a phone, which is great because you all know each other and you're not afraid to share personal items in the home. Listen, we were just, as you called in, which is perfect timing, I was playing for the folks out there, Let It Be Me, from this great new album, Snapshots, which I just really, there's so many different things on here that we could talk about forever. The classic stuff that you pull up, Let It Be Me, I started off the program with Tennessee Flat Top Box, which is just a great version of that. But you both have to be very happy with this album.
We most certainly are. It's something we wanted to do for a long time, and we just decided to throw these bunch of tunes together and see if we couldn't come up with a snapshot of our own, is why we kind of call it that, and come up with that theme. And it's just a great piece of history between Brooke and I both, how we selected all the songs. So we hope everybody loves it as much as we do.
Well, as much as I do. I always like to ask the question on song selection for me on recordings. It's kind of an interesting thing. Some people just, they get 12 and they're done, or they get 10 and they're done, but I got the feeling from looking at the different songs that you all kind of, and you open up the album, there's a nice collection, you have albums spread all over as you're kind of thinking it through, but what was the process? How did you all come to pick? There's some classic tunes and some new stuff, but how does that work, especially in a situation like with you and Darren, Brooke?
Well, we just wanted to encompass, you know, everything that kind of revolved around Darren and I and our marriage, which is what we've done throughout our career thus far. And we really wanted to make an album that kind of, like Darren said, you know, looked back in the past on things we've either gotten to be a part of or, you know, just music we've always loved. When it came on the radio, like Tennessee Black Top Box has always been a huge favorite of mine.
Roseanne Cass.
Darren's gotten to be a part of, you know, The Country Gentleman. We did Let. That was A Country Gentleman, too.
Yeah.
I've always loved Emmylou Harris, so we did a couple of her tunes from previous albums that I've had a collection of from her. So it just kind of evolved that way, and, you know, we just want to kind of give people a glimpse back in time, you know, just to kind of enjoy what they remember from the past, as well as kind of get a glimpse of what we love, too.
Brooke, was it Roseanne Cash version in your mind?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Thank you. Not that there aren't other good versions with it, John, but for some reason, Roseanne's version just always
stuck out.
Yeah. Well, and then you go all the way back to Uncle Dave Macon. You got modern stuff. You have stuff that you've written. And there's so many great tunes on here. I tell you what, the very first thing that I played when I got it on the air was Get Up, John. I just thought that's such a great cooking tune, and you all just tear it up, and it's a great version of it. So there's up-tempo stuff, and there's more, you know, slower things like what we just played, as you were calling in, Let It Be Me. So it must have been a lot of fun putting this together, and all the guests that you have on the thing.
Yeah, it was just a great time to include a lot of our friends we've made over the past several years with Sam and Dole. I like to say all the guests on there, Bobby Hicks, Ricky Skaggs. It was an honor to get to sing with him on here, and Steve McMurray, and that song that we recorded when I just started playing real good when I was a teenager, that when I was 20 years old, I got to be with a jam band called Acoustic Syndicate, and Steve wrote that song. It was on their first record called Better Place, and they've done extremely well in the Americana field of things for jam bands and stuff, and they still live right here in Cleveland County, real close to us. Occasionally, I still go out and play with them, so it was a treat for us to get Steve to come in and sing on the tune he wrote, and it was, again, a part of my past.
Well, you guys have a good past. Well, I will tell you this, and just a confessional. For about a month and a half, I couldn't get the song Corn out of my head.
Yeah, that's a good good one, too.
Oh, my goodness. I just couldn't. It's just like every time I, you know, it was like if I'm driving down the road and I see someone needs to cut the grass, I would think of grass and it's corn, and I would start in my mind doing that version of corn that you all, which is a great song. And I'm just so happy that this new album has just captured all those great elements of, like you said, the stuff that you've experienced, the people you've played with, and some stuff that you've created on your own. But, man, I'll tell you, it's just... there's not a bad cut on this thing.
Well, thank you. Lisa and Bill that wrote Corn, they also wrote He's Coming. It's on the CD.
Oh, okay, good.
And we wanted to include them because they've been a huge part of our success in our music career for Brooke and I's, is pitching us a lot of great songs like Corn and some different ones. So we actually had He's Coming in the can. Kind of, we recorded it a couple years ago. So we put it on this record as part of that.
Do you feel like, here's something I'm always curious with artists and performers. Is there a point when you say people are pitching songs to you, is there a point when you get, or do you just recognize that there are better tunes? I don't want you to get particular about any song that you've done or haven't done, but at some point do you start getting a better selection of things sent to you to consider the recording?
Yes, there is. I mean, you know, after the first album really released, you know, and we got a lot of airplay and stuff like that, a lot more people started sending songs, and so I guess to answer your question for that, we did start getting a lot more songs and some better songs. It just depends on what fits you and what you can make music out of in the tune, you know, and they've been blessed by a lot of great writers and getting to know people throughout the past history of from when I traveled all the way with the Country Gentleman to a lot of Brooks folks that she knows, and it's just been quite an honor to get to know as many songwriters as we have.
In both of you can think about this. In the time that you start, is this your sixth release that you've done?
I believe it is. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a live album in there, and it kind of cheated real quick because we've done it in one day.
Okay, you're right. Here's another thing, too. Sometimes I get guests on, and I like to talk about, I don't know. I don't want to use the word medium, but are songs pitched to you now via like MP3s and emails, or do you actually go out to the mailbox and get CDs, or both?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think you're going to get more and more email versions of songs to consider.
Yeah, a lot of people use Dropbox.
Like that, yeah.
Share files with you, and we've got quite a few.
I bet you have a lot to go through. Especially now when this is out, you're just going to get, you're going to like take whatever amount you've been getting and you know, step on that by tenfold, I think, when this thing gets around.
Well, we always love getting music from writers, and, you know, I don't know that they always think that we actually listen to the stuff, but we really do. We put it in a file, you know, of potential things for the future in our recording, so we want people to know that we actually do take a listen to everything we get, and like Darren said, it's just usually what fits best for what we're kind of shooting for the album that we're working on.
And we didn't get to use as many, you know, tunes for this album because of the theme and we was going for different things in mine and Brooke's past, so really I guess Bill and Lisa's tune is the only new song that's on this record. Everything else was an older, you know, song. Even from the one that I'd wrote in there with the late Dr. Bobby Jones, it was I'd say we wrote that 15 years ago and wanted to put this on there. And the old Dave Macon tune, the first time I'd ever heard that song was, I guess, about 15 or 20 years ago. The late Tom Riggs actually gave me a CD of that when Brooke and I was, I don't know, first dating, and thought it would be great because I had a long time history with Pine Castle Records there, and Terry Eldridge and Andre Zahn had cut that song.
Oh yeah,
many years ago in a country duets ballad type thing, and a good friend of mine, Louis Good, here around Charlotte, really loved the song, and he had me and Brooks singing it at his wife's funeral, and it was a very touching moment, and we decided then that we was gonna put the song on the record sometimes. So that's what we've done with this one. This one of my favorites on there.
It's a good one. Hey, let me ask you this. Whose camera are you holding?
That's a great friend of mine from here in Cherryville, actually, that's had music and bluegrass picking since the 70s. He's got an old cabin down here in the woods, a bomb shelter that we all gather around and pick at every Wednesday night since I was you know, teenager going to pick for there, and he's got a lot of vintage old stuff. And I asked him, I said, his name's Jack Bingham. I said, Jack, you got an old camera laying around, man, we can use for a photo? And he said, I sure do. And he cleaned it up a little bit, and it was just perfect.
It was perfect. I was looking, I love to get these things, but, you know, I get MP3 music to play on the show, which I'm happy to do, and I have other access to things, but I really still love getting the physical CD part of it, because I look through all the credits and everything, and I'm looking, you know, I look through who's playing, you have all these great guests, and I think, I wonder whose camera that is. And I thought, well, that's something I'm going to ask you, whether on the air or not. I'm just curious where you find something like that. And then you're...
Yeah. Well, if you watch the... We have a Wildflower video that's on YouTube. If you watch that video, Jack and Judy, his wife, they're both on that video, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Let me ask you this, since you mentioned YouTube, and so many artists, you know, you're not only dealing with... the electronic transmission of songs to you to consider, and I don't know that you do. You all, when you record, do you have tracks emailed back to you? I know that happens sometimes.
Yes, we've done that a time or two. Actually, Tim Crouch, great fiddle player for our first record that was self-titled, that had Korn on it, and thought I'd seen it all and all those songs. He actually did those at his home studio in Arkansas and emailed them back and forth with us. On that, I think Rob did too. He recorded his in Nashville, and Rob Ike played on our first couple records, and we switched back and forth like that a lot. So it's pretty wild with technology.
Well, it is, and it's just part of what I think. I don't know that there are many albums, although I've talked to people who go in, and I was talking to Trey Hensley and Rob Trey about this album he did with Rob Ike, and they went in and did it in like 2 days, and it was everybody there like a live recording, But I think more and more it's what you're saying is going to be the rule, that you're going to do parts. You're going to do, sometimes you're going to get stuff through email that you can drop into a track, because people have access to really.
It's loaded up.
Yeah.
It's like you're there.
Yeah.
Snapshots record, we cut about all of it live. We actually went to Nashville and did the Get Up John first with Sam out there at a great studio that Tim Carter has, so we could play it live with him. I just wanted to capture that feel of us all being together instead of emailing one back and forth, you know. So we went out to do that one, and the rest we cut over here at the Crossroads Studio in Arden.
Is there a higher energy tune when you're playing it, Darren, once you get into that groove and you're really cooking, than Get Up John?
What's that now?
Is there a higher energy tune once you're in it and cooking with Get Up John than that tune? I mean, that to me would just be a blast.
That's a great one, and Sam always gives energy in anything he does, you know, so we all kind of jolted around together and messed, and it come out great.
Do you, Brooke, you had mentioned YouTube, and that's how I kind of got off on, as I try to get a grasp on what the modern day, maybe what the future will be for performing artists and recording artists. Yeah, okay, we know you have some access to electronically sent tracks and also songs to listen to, but YouTube is something that more and more you have to participate in. And as you mentioned, you have a song up there right now that you can see the people that actually own the camera running around. But, I mean, that's something that you have to be conscious of, isn't it, nowadays?
Yeah, it really is. You know, every show that we play live, you know, you've always got people recording, and sometimes they'll come and ask if it's okay for them to post things to YouTube, and sometimes they don't, and you just end up seeing it there, and you're like, who did that? You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, it's definitely a huge part of the future and what's going to be taking place with social media, so it's huge in the music career that we have.
Yeah, I just think that's going to have to be part of the equation now, whereas it used to be you could do an album and actually, you know, I forget vinyl albums. I mean, those are nice treats to be able to find, but you do an album and put it in a CD form, and then you tour and you sell it, and then you maybe sell at different venues. But the Mortar and Brook stores that sell albums and CDs. I read the other day that Ernest Tubb shop down in Nashville is in jeopardy of closing.
Wow.
I mean,
that's
just, you know, that's a great place just to go browse around. You could find all of your stuff in there, I'm sure, but...
Just the historic part of it, too, is really cool to go in those stores.
Oh, yeah, the stage back where everybody used to play and everything. And I think that's good that you're keeping all those things in your in the forefront of what you're doing, because, you know, everybody's going to have to adjust and find the way to, now, you know, now more and more there's not that many There's over-the-air shows, yes, everywhere, but more and more there's internet programs, and there's satellite programs where you'll get your music onto that, because you just have to keep getting exposed.
Yeah. Well, YouTube's so great, too, because, you know, there's stuff that you don't always do for an album that you might put up for a video on there just to kind of showcase a different side, maybe to a live show, and kind of pull people in that sense.
Yeah. Yeah, do you all have a channel? Do you have a channel that you would actually post official things to or mean to put to?
Okay. We have just the Darren and Brooke Aldridge channel there you can search for. And a lot, the Mount Home Music channel is also our record company, and it's got several things on there. We put up a couple different glimpses of, like, Get Up John, and when we recorded it with Sam, some of that live's on there, and Roseville, Kentucky, and there's some neat stuff that you can search and find out about us on there.
I've talked to other artists about this too, that anymore there, you know, used to be you could get on stage. Of course, you want to perform and do the best that you can all the time, but now everybody's aware that everything they do and every move they make, it sounds like it's an old Sting song, but every move they make is going to be on YouTube if somebody wants to put it up there.
Yeah,
it's kind of scary and exciting all at the same time, and I think it's good and bad. It's good to get, you know, the music out, different things, but it's also bad because people, you know, don't want to go out and buy a show or buy a ticket to see a show because they can catch it on YouTube tomorrow and catch two or three songs and set it at the house.
And that's such a sad thing because to me, and I preach, and everybody does on this end of the mic and yours also, the live stuff is where it's at. I mean, of course, yes, wonderful CD here and snapshots, but the real connection is the live performance that you guys would do.
I've seen over the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, you know, a real decrease in fans and supporters to a lot of the bluegrass music as well, you know. And I don't know why that is as much as some of that technology is, you know, part of that, but I've seen it drop off a little bit, you know.
Well, I mean, I could see whetting your appetite a little bit on YouTube and then saying, okay, now I want to go see that. But I'm not to that point where I could just sit back with a computer and say, I'm going to watch a concert. I'm going to watch Darren and Brooke Aldridge. I would want to go see you as soon as I could.
Yeah, and we hope that's the way it works out.
I think it will. This is such, I just enjoy this album so much, and I just get the feeling that as I was reading the liner notes from John Weisberger, I could find nothing to disagree with him about, and he does a real nice job of doing a nice review of it. But you have a website. We'll talk about that, then I'm going to talk about where you're going to be and how people can find you as we talk about live performances. What's your website? Easy enough to find, I assume.
DarrenandBrookeAldridge.com.
There you go. And on there, I assume that people can have access to your recordings, including the most recent one?
Absolutely. That we've got a nice EPK on there that's very good. It's got videos. Some of our YouTube videos is on the site. You can get access to our store, our tour page, just a little bit of everything, bios and press stuff on there. Whatever you want to find out, you can do it.
Well,
it'll take you to our Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, Google Plus, our YouTube channel.
Did you ever in your life think that you would have to include all those things you just rattled off is some way for people to access information about Darren and Brooke Aldridge?
Charlie Waller, if I had a fit.
Oh, man. Oh, my, you're right. But, I mean, it's just, you know, folks, it's just the reality. It's just nature of what we're dealing with
exactly.
Now.
Exactly. You got to have it.
You got to have it. So I'm not finished talking to you yet, but I want to know what are you going to be, do you have something coming up soon as far as an appearance?
Yeah, we're actually going to be down at Nashville for the Stigma Awards next week.
Oh, great.
And we've got a lot of stuff coming up for February. We'll be down in Knoxville for their Blue Plate Special over there. We've got a CD release party at the Isis Music Hall in Asheville. The next day we're spending Valentine's at the Earl Scruggs Center here doing a CD signing and taping, and we'll be just all throughout the Southeast and Northeast pretty soon. And just check our schedule to more adding more dates all the time.
Well, you're going to get busier and busier the more that people hear cuts from snapshots. Not that you weren't before, but I keep saying this. There's not a bad every cut on here is like, yeah, that's the one. And then you hear the next one, and you think, well, maybe that's the better one. And you can't hear them all at the same time. But I mean, as you listen to each one, you think, this is just such a fun, great musical album to me. I really enjoy it.
We put a lot into it and just want people like yourself to enjoy it.
Well, we are. And Brooke, did you tell me that the both of you are teachers?
We are, uh-huh. Yeah, Darren teaches music at a school of the arts here in Gastonia, North Carolina. And I work in a kindergarten classroom, so, yep, have 20 little kids every day, unless we're on the road, so.
Well, and the only reason I knew that is sometimes I record guests and because it works out conveniently, but I think that it was your feeling that if we could do a live thing, if you're both teaching, especially Brooke, I didn't know you were teaching kindergartners.
Uh-huh.
I can't imagine at the end of the day of that you would want to get on and do a record an interview. This, if you're available, this probably worked much better for you because you are busy if you're teaching kindergartners.
Yeah, it worked out good. I'm glad we could do it. And, yeah, usually in the evenings, I'm pretty tired most of the time.
That's the one put up with me.
Do y'all come home after a long day of teaching and when you have a quiet moment, do you just sit around and sing for your own enjoyment or perform? Not perform, but, I mean, just get around and play music for yourself?
We do a lot. We sit around. I've tried to collect a lot of old instruments over the years, and I pick around, or we've got lots sitting around in the living room, and we'll pick something up occasionally and play back and forth, sing something that's on our mind, or sometimes we'll leave them sitting there.
Well, sometimes it's not to the point where it's like those are tools of business. I mean, you still enjoy the music, I think is what I'm getting at.
Absolutely. Yeah, most certainly.
And that comes through so well on this snapshot. It just brings a big smile to my face every time I plug up. I'll sneak another one in before the end of the show today, but I've already played a couple. And every time I listen, I honestly, folks, I think that's the hit. That's the one that we want. And they're all just great. I'm not saying that. Just I really believe it.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for sharing it.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you get back to resting and recovering from kindergartners and music students, and just wish you the best. I'll catch up to you somewhere on the road. I'm not going to be at Spigna. I was up in the air whether I could make it, and so many of us have day jobs. I do, and I'm not going to fit into coming down there. But I'll catch up to you somewhere. So I promise.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you in person sometime.
I think I read on there a while ago. Brooke told me that you got on the IBMA board as well.
I did, yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I think it'll be. It'll be an interesting thing for me to be involved in, and I'm looking forward to, I think I have a meeting in April. That's actually one of the reasons that kind of limits my time to run down the Spigna and things like that, is now I have to commit to. But it'll be fun. I think it'll be an interesting thing. And when I was asked, I said, I don't give back enough. I've dabbled in bluegrass forever when I was in college. I played banjo. I do a little bit still, different little local bands. But I thought I don't give enough back, and if I can help, and if they want me to help, I'm happy to participate. So thanks for mentioning that.
Yes, sir.
You're welcome.
Well, listen, you all go back to your Saturday afternoon quietude, and we'll catch up to you later down the road, Darren.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Darren and Brooke Aldridge, Snapshots. It's an absolute killer album, man. I love it. So I'll talk to you all later.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye. That was fun. Kindergartners. You know, she had mentioned that they were both teachers, and you never really know, and I guess I wasn't stunned that Darren teaches music, but no wonder, Brooke, that an evening to record an interview was less desirable than a Saturday afternoon. If you're chasing kindergartners around, bless your heart for that. Darren and Brooke Aldridge, Snapshots, what a great, that was so much fun. The album, I'm telling you, every cut is like, as I keep saying, that's the keeper of the album. That's the one that you want to have and remember, but they're all just excellent.